also around London and different parts of the country, which have been affected during the last few days of trouble, people have been ganging together and organising clean-up operations. And the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, took great pleasure in being pictured with a group like that in the capital. Well, we're joined from Birmingham by Dr. Miles Weaver, who's an academic who organised the Birmingham clean-up operation. Hello, Dr. Weaver.
Hi, good evening. Good evening.
Now, I know that some of the cleanups in London were all got together by Twitter pretty fast. People just showed up at an appointed place and an appointed hour. Is that the way you did it?
Yeah, of course. It's very interesting that people kept saying it's all down to social media. That's why we can't keep control of this. But social media did something positive yesterday. It was this time last night that a few of us were just chatting on Twitter saying, we must do something positive. So we said, let's meet up at the Bull, have a cup of coffee, and see if we can help the police or anybody else out there. Then all of a sudden, people started joining on the social trends and started tweeting, saying, can I come and join you? Then this morning, we had over 150 people there, 100 to 150 people.
Goodness me. Was there something for everybody to do?
Oh, well, actually, when we got there, Richard Burden MP, who's a formidable MP in the city, was there. Also, John Hemming was there, and Councillor Huxtable, who's in charge of the fleet and the clear-up, and they was there to give the message. And they said by 10 o'clock, the city council had actually cleared away all the glass in the city centre. So the message that was given off was, just go home, thanks for the solidarity. And I know in other cities they've actually been doing the clean up. Quite a lot of people actually did disperse then, but quite a lot of people stayed, about 30 to 50 people. And we went to other places in the city. So it's the realisation that the city centre was very, very clean and tidy. When I walked through, I found it very, very interesting in Birmingham that every single shop was broken into. There was only two shops that wasn't broken into. There was the Nationwide Banks. I thought the looters were very, very clever because they did Barclays and all the Lloyds TSB, the ones who were all shareholders, but left Nationwide. And the only other shop they left was Greggs. So I thought that was very interesting. But by the time I got there, it was actually clean and tidy. But you had all the broken windows. But when we went down to some of the side roads, we then saw the broken glass at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning. And they were just shop people just clearing it up. And the city council wasn't helping those. Went down Hurst Street, the same was there. In Handsworth, which has got lots of independent shops, mobile phone shops, they were all doing it. And we got there about midday, and we were the first people there to help them clear it up.
So how did they react when they saw you? Were they anxious at all?
Oh, they were delighted. The music company, the record shop that we went to this morning, they phoned up the radio, WM, and said to thank us. And while they was on the radio, they was looted again. So we've got to go there again tomorrow morning.
Oh, dear.
So they were on there to thank us for helping them. And as they was on the radio, you heard them bang into the windows. But even where I am in the city centre, the reason why I did it last night was because I saw someone being mugged. This time last night, right in front of my window, six youths jumping up and down on this one guy, taking his wallet. I saw youths jumping up and down on the cars, and they smashed every single car down the road. And tonight, 25 youths, I counted them, there was a corner convenience shop downstairs, and they were trying to break in there. And then half an hour later, two bigger lads, they were 14-year-olds, I would imagine. They're early on the radio station, people were saying, oh, it's black, it's Asian. It's not. They were mostly white. So there's nothing to do with racial tension or anything like that. And it's also nothing to do with looting, because if you've seen the TV shows on the news reels today, it's all been about youths breaking into a sweet shop. They're not stealing anything interesting there, are they? Just a couple of sweets. So I don't think it's about looting. I don't think it's about racial tension. I don't even think it's really much about the political stuff. I don't, because it's the 14-year-olds. I know I'm very angry with what the government's doing at the moment. But I think it's just gangs of people taking the opportunity to say, I'm a bigger gang than you, and there's lots of unrest, and it's just warfare here. Even with people in the residences, they went out with hammers and also with baseball bats. We don't want that. And we saw people running around outside, and they kept coming back. So they wanted the fight. So that's what I think it's about. That's why I've been calling for active citizenship, getting people out into the community, involving young people, participating with young people, and making them feel as if they belong within the community and they are listened to.
Talk I to think